Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
I am being charged for something that I did not order.
Okay, if I could please have your zip code.
56514.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please. You did say 56514?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Your name, please.
Joan, J-O-A-N, C-O-L-E.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Hall. Okay, and one moment, please, while your information comes up.
Okay.
That's been our intention, regardless of what the outcome of the selection was.
All right, I am still accessing information. I do apologize for the wait. I'm just about there. All right, Ms. Cole, for security purposes, if you please verify your address.
It's 224 5th Street Northeast, Brownsville, Minnesota, 56514.
Okay, thank you. And is there an apartment or a unit number with your address?
Number 14.
Okay, thank you. And if you'd also please verify your email address.
Joan Cole 2017 at yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. And please verify your phone number.
701-866-7610.
Okay, and is there another phone number besides the one that you just provided?
218-354-7434.
Okay, thank you for that information. All right, let's see. All right, I've gotten an account located that does show your name, address, email, and phone number. Well, the second phone number that you provided. And it shows a canceled account for, it's a sweepstake offer. It shows for the Makita, which is it's a gadget, is what it shows it started with.
What kind of a gadget is that?
Let's see if it will tell me in the account here. It was a sweepstake offer. $7.95 was paid. So I'm not showing if that's a if it's a grill or a drill there, but that's supposed to be the brand name. Let's see. Let's see if it has it. Yeah, that's. Let me open this up. And I don't think it's the whole set. I think it was just one item. Yeah, this was actually a drill. So I don't know if the whole set, maybe it was the whole set. But by paying the $7.95, it was an entry into a sweepstake for the customer could win the item. And but how is it that I can assist?
Well, I was charged $56.95.
Okay, that is the cost of a shopping membership that came automatically with the offer. It does show all of your information here. Did you make an inquiry to anyone else in the household to see if someone else did it?
Oh, no. No, okay. I'm the only one in the house.
Okay, normally a customer has responded maybe to a survey, and most of the time people use their smart device. It's rarely on a computer.
Okay, and that could be.
Yes, ma'am. Now, for the $56.95, I can refund 35% of the $56.95.
Okay. That would be good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So it shows that that was charged October 25th.
Yes.
Okay. All right. If you are accepting that, I will get 35% of that refunded.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Okay, now 35% of that would be $19.93. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. If you would please allow 3 to 5 business days, you'll see the $19.93 reflected back and the confirmation number is the letter R 282. Well, I think that's, let me make sure that's an 8 or a 6. I'm sorry. I'm trying to confirm it after I gave it to you, so I was in error. The refund confirmation is R 262.
R 262. 272.
It's a long number.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it?
Yes, ma'am. That is it. That's the refund confirmation. You will see that $19.93 reflected back in 3 to 5 business days, and you won't be billed anything else. Is there anything else that I can do to assist?
No, that'll take care of it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Sure. Have a nice day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Found somewhere that's 250 miles away. And the erosion has been epic. We'll get our system.